In our listeners' election project, we've been hearing about issues which don't get as much coverage as the big ticket items. And while we may hear pretty frequently about the problem of overfishing, one listener wanted to highlight what he sees as the untold story of the conservation of marine habitats in Devon. Our political correspondent Chris Mason's here. Yes, he's just dashing into the studio.
Yes, Martha, good afternoon. We've often reported on the plight of fish stocks in the waters around the UK, the future of cod and haddock, the trawlers hoovering up vast quantities of white fish, and those pictures of fishermen throwing perfectly good fish back into the sea dead because quotas have been exceeded. Well, today we head to Devon to hear the perspective of a listener whose passion is the sea and who has spent his working life there and now sees colleagues having to sail hundreds of miles in order to be able to fish legally. He tells us it's fishermen who are the endangered species, not the fish.
Well, I'm Keith Turner, and I fish from Beer, I fish from Long Regis, I fish from Brixham, I fish from Plymouth. But I'm an odd retired man, but I just feel passionately about the industry still, you know. This is Lyme Bay, and this is now all a marine reserve. I fish this a lot of my life, most of my life, in fact. And they close this to protect a type of fern, the pink fern that grows on the rocks. And they closed it to mobile gear. And that meant scalloping, trawling, anything mobile was closed. My statement is they should talk to the fishermen more. If you have a meeting, the fishermen are so outnumbered now by the Green Party, whereas you get probably four fishermen at a meeting and about 16 or 18 people that really are nothing to do with actual fishing. And I mean, their reason for closing them are absolutely ludicrous. The sediment habitats within this site support a range of species, including burrowing anemones, segmented worms, sea urchins, and hermit crabs. It doesn't mention a lot of fish, it just mentions the worms, the urchins, and the hermit crabs. Steve, can you just have a word a minute? This is Stephen Rogers.
We've been hit several different angles at the moment. We've just been imposed with a new minimum landing size for hen crabs, which doesn't affect Dorset. Obviously, the border is only a few miles away. So those lads there are basically scooping up what we're being made to throw back. They're not prepared to budge. And in a couple of months' time, we're going to be chucking 40% of our catch over the rail. There's been no consultation.
I sat on the Devon Sea Fisheries Committee for 8 or 9 years. And when we proposed something, I used to look at it before I put my hand up. The first thing I looked at was, who was it going to affect? It may be a good thing for me, but it may be a bad thing for someone else. Sometimes I voted for stuff that I didn't really hold with, whereas now they're all hell-bent on saving the world.
You need to get those conservationists off the board of the local inshore rifters. There's a couple of fishermen and 15 other people from Natural England or Angling Trust, you know, and we're completely outweighed. So there's been things pushed through all the time. We're getting squeezed and squeezed and squeezed all the time.
I mean, all fishermen are conservationists. I mean, they're made to look like villains, but they're not. They're some of the hardest working, nicest people in the world, I think.
There's no other word for it. They're hell-bent on destroying us.
It's the fishermen that are the endangered species, not the fish. It's true.
Keith Turner there, and our week's worth of special programmes, the listeners' election, start a week today at midday here on Radio 4.